Hello and welcome to my second podcast for War on Terror. After reading through the user comments, it is clear to see everyone has differing opinions on this unfortunate issue. First of all, I would like to start off by commenting on Sonia Aslam's view. Sonia believes that George Bush's intention was to help the country by making it democratic. I can't blame her for thinking this, as the media made us believe it to begin with. The media takes advantage of the fact that we don't have the answers. It then supplies us with answers that it wants us to believe, making us think in certain ways about certain things. I strongly feel that Bush's sole intention was to give himself more power and easy access to Iraq's oil. Also, if for a minute we was to say he wanted to help Iraq, how does that explain why the people of Iraq are still suffering today? As to the point Kerry made on religion being a smokescreen to use as an excuse for war, I would agree with you here. The current religion used as the smokescreen is Islam. Although Islam is a peaceful religion, people are making it out to be violent. Another aspect of this which is fairly important to mention is the ongoing wars with Israel and Palestine. Palestine is a predominant Muslim country which is under great attack by Israel. The reasons for conflict? Well, the Arabs just want the land that originally belonged to them. So why is no one helping them? Surely, if the same thing was happening in America, something would have been done by now. As a result of what the government has led the public to believe about Muslims, innocent Muslims are suffering, and their screams for help, well, no one can hear. It is the ruling elite that is the real threat to both our freedom and our standard of living. You might as well expect terms such as Yemen, Iran and Pakistan to become more apparent in the mainstream media. Just another attack on Islam. Is it fair to label innocent people terrorists because a president in power who can't think wants to plant the world into a Holocaust? At the Johannesburg International Women's Forum, Nelson Mandela said, "Why does the United States behave so ignorantly? Their friend Israel has got weapons of mass destruction, but because it's their ally, they won't ask the UN to get rid of it. They just want the Iraqi oil. We must expose them as soon as possible."